Let me ask y'all this. Is the soft guy movement a good or bad thing?
2D for the intro. What's going down? Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. April going fast, ain't it?
Whole year going fast.
I'm with it though.
April 9th made 100 days
already
of the year.
God damn.
Damn.
Hey, welcome to the podcast known as 2D for the intro, where men come first. I am B Wayne.
I'm Walt Factual. What's cool with y'all? What are you doing? The bomba clock thing.
I ain't got nothing, man. It's 4C, baby. What's going on?
All right, bet. Just be regular sometimes.
Put your hands up. Get them off the board. All right, bet.
All right, bet.
And then, of course, regular. Not of course.
Regular is good.
On this particular episode, we went ahead and brought a guest, a familiar voice, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Can you let them know that you're in the building, please?
It's Miss Drea, y'all.
Come on now.
Welcome, man.
Come on. Yes. We can't go.
What a great welcome.
We can't go that deep into the season without bringing the resident back. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah, man. So we got to go ahead and get to it, man. Now, usually what we've been doing lately is the Bev.
The Bev? Y'all thirsty?
No, we ain't doing
that. Nah, we ain't got
nothing. Damn,
we
ain't going to get nothing great.
Yeah, grand opening, grand closing.
Damn.
Yeah. Usually, if we don't have with Bev, we would usually start off with appetite.
We at least got that.
Yeah. Start him off with something.
We ain't got that.
So we're just going to go ahead and run down the menu real quick so we can get to it.
Okay.
Today, you know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be an important episode, or at least a good one, I feel like.
Well, these people wonder now, what they going
to
do.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to wonder, but we finna let them know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
As I stated before, man, today's episode, we got no beverage. We got no appetizer.
Mm.
But we do have meat. No potatoes, though. Mm.
Damn.
Now, this episode in this year of the Lord 2024, man are entering into a new movement called the what, Walt?
Soft guy era.
Mm. What is this exactly? And do self-made men agree with it? Is it for real? Or is it just a way to troll boss chicks? And if this catches on, will it be good or bad for men and their relationship with women?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to discuss all these questions and really get into what this soft guy era is. Now, for the dessert, because we will give you some of that.
Okay.
We back to the 24-karat foolishness.
Okay, bet.
People will react and give their opinions on this soft guy era movement. Now, we got work to do, y'all.
Let's go.
Before we get to it, got to give you the information that you need. Now, for any questions, comments, concerns, because women... You know what I'm saying?
True.
Maybe because, man, I don't know how we might answer those.
If
we decide to, it's only one place you can hit us at, and that is where, 4C.
That's going to be 2D for the intro at Gmail. You know what I'm saying? That's 2.
The number.
Deep, D E P, 4.
The number.
The D A intro, I N T O, at Gmail.
Yes, sir.
Almost ain't do my gig.
With the Dolby Atmos echo in my headphones here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So y'all go ahead and hit us up, man. We would love to hear from y'all. I know for sure 4C would love to hear and see how y'all are doing. You
for
know what
sure.
I'm talking about? Now, y'all need to get a part of the universe. We building over here. It's only going to get bigger and greater as we go along. There's only one way you can get involved with the universe. Walt Factual. Please let them know how they can do so.
Yeah, you want to go 2dfortheintro.com. I officially did my 100th article.
Ooh. Applause on that. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Yeah, 100. I called the article 100.
Okay.
Where I keep it 100. And April 9th, we had 100 days of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I talked.
100. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
And, I talk about some things and talk about my favorite articles thus far.
Oh, okay.
Feel me?
Okay.
Feel me?
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? 100 more to go. Then 100 more after that.
And then 100 more.
And then 100. You know all that. Just
keep holding up the 100 clips.
Yeah, you know all that. Yeah. That's 2dfortheintro.com. You can get the articles. You get the show. You can get the merch. You can get whatever you need to be
everything
great
over there. Everything you need is over there.
2dfortheintro.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, y'all, please tap in with us at the email. Y'all, become alumni out here.
Self-made alumni.
Through the website as well as listen to these podcasts, man. Speaking of the podcasts, let's go ahead and get into this episode. You feel
me? Yeah, I know y'all ready for this joint.
The OG resident is here. You know what I'm saying? She feeling a little feisty. If y'all don't know, y'all gonna find out about it. Yeah,
super feisty.
Truthfully.
So I told y'all what y'all not getting. Let's get to what we have for you. That's the meat and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? So, what is this soft guy error? Well, factual.
I'm so glad you asked me, sir. I'm so glad the alumni is here today. Now, you might not have heard of the soft guy era, but what have you heard of it?
I have.
Soft guy era?
I have not.
Ms. Dre, have you heard of it?
Nope.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, bet.
I know what they do.
Okay, all right, bet. Before we talk about soft guy era, let me talk about soft girl era.
Okay.
Have y'all heard of that? That's been around for a while.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, women are like, I'm resting in my feminine and all that bullshit.
Okay, when they come, they're trying to.
It sounds good.
They're tired of being strong.
Yeah.
Tired of being strong?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just explain it in case y'all ain't heard of soft girl era.
Yeah, run it down.
Let me explain that so I can explain it. You feel me? Okay. Soft girl era is a phrase used by masculine women.
Okay.
To state their transition to being a feminine woman. Let's go.
Ain't nothing wrong. I like them when they feminine.
Yeah. It is one of the final phases of a thought city girl cycle.
This ain't my old definition, this is from Urban Dictionary.
Let me run it again. It is one of the final phases of a thought.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
City girl cycle. Where she realizes she's nearing 30 plus and is trying to reform her whole phase.
Damn.
Oh, no.
With dating with a purpose by being more feminine. Again, we talking about soft girl era. Peace, health, luxury, aesthetics.
Okay.
Like name brands. Or authentic fine jewelry becomes a priority.
Wait a minute!
Will not engage in drama or harmful relationships of any kind. Travels for self-care and experiences.
Is that in the dictionary too?
And aims to look well-kept and put together. Soft girl era. What?
Is that in the dictionary too?
This was Urban Dictionary. This ain't wild factual.
All of that?
Yeah.
You gave an extended version.
No. This ain't me, man. You can look this up. This is what they said. I know. I think they did y'all justice, though. That's good. That's soft. You want your soft girl era. You want peace, healthy. You want to be healthy.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with health.
You don't want to engage in drama or harmful relationship of any kind.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You travel for self-care. Slut. Yeah. You want a transition?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. After being a thought.
Wait a minute.
After being that hoe over there.
Yeah.
You want to be.
Pride out
yeah,
there.
You want to be your soft girl ever.
It was now, just a phase.
Yeah. Now I've explained soft girl era.
Okay.
Let's
get to it.
What is the soft guy era?
I don't know if I like the way it's going.
Or soft guy movement.
Yeah.
First, let me give a shout out to the founders of the movement.
There's some founders? I didn't know that. Okay.
Everything got a founder.
Huh.
Sometimes it's not good to call yourself a founder because they always shoot the head of the snake.
Of the snake, yeah. True.
You see, like Black Lives Matter, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
To be calling yourself
the founders.
The founder of a saying. Now they came and got y'all. But anyway, let me not take away from what's going on here.
From that Freaknik. Did y'all see that Freaknik? That's a different topic.
We'll come.
Yeah, another topic.
They greatness. I ain't gonna lie to you, but let's that's another conversation.
Yeah,
let's get to it, man.
Okay, so the founders of the movement, Scarface Mark, and Baller Belly Sean, Drizzle.
Yeah, give me them names one more time.
Baller Belly Sean, Drizzle. Just folks you know already.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Scarface Mark.
So they, okay. All right.
That's their names.
Okay.
That's the founders.
Gotcha.
I don't.
Okay.
That's what they want to go by.
That's who they go.
I mean, it seems like it's ironic to have those names and then.
Drizzle.
The.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll see. Just be patient. Just you with the audience. Y'all just relax. Okay. You're going to hear.
Go. On.
Okay. Soft guy ever is. Now, this is Walt. Factual definition. This ain't Urban Dictionary. This is my definition of what I've summed up from what I've gathered. It's okay. It's not that bad. Soft guy era is a movement designed to respond to women believing they deserve a soft life, even though majority have done nothing to earn a soft life. It is designed. You got a question?
Bring it back one more time.
Well, let me just keep going.
Go ahead.
It is, and then go whatever ahead, you need ahead. Me to come
yeah,
back
yeah,
to.
Gotcha.
It is designed to expose the absurdity of women feeling they deserve it all just because they exist.
Wait a minute!
So now we have the soft guy era where men are saying that they're not going to settle. They know they worth. They standards are high. And they deserve the soft life too.
Sound like a punk.
Before you have judgment, let's just follow the trail.
Okay.
Reserve your judgment.
No judgment.
Then you can judge at the end.
Not judging.
Okay. So with that said, kings, sit back. Relax. Get your drink. What y'all sipping on?
Kick your feet up.
No. Let's go through this soft guy era movement.
Get you one of those massage things.
A massage chair.
Yeah, you know, the little feety things, the massage feet.
She not
put
wrong.
Your feet in the water and enjoy your soft life.
I should have gave Dre this chair. Go ahead, fam.
Let's go.
Hey, listen, fellas, we done with the whole masculine provider male era. We're in our soft guy era, okay? Drizzle. Listen.
Drizzle.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but until that woman asks you to be her husband, you don't have to do husband-like things. Stop giving these women husband advantages and amenities, and you're still a boyfriend. Until that ring is on your finger, you shouldn't be doing anything.
What the mother come to stop?
Drizzle. Like, y'all be so caught up on getting with Dusties and all that. You need to start going after their moms. Dusty. See, I know a lot of y'all think that older women may not be that much attractive or whatever the case may be, but there's a lot of good-looking older women. And I feel like you guys can deal with these older women who is going to take care of you and treat you like a king that you are. Drizzle. Now, there's a point where as a man in your soft guy era, you shouldn't be pumping your own gas. You shouldn't be cleaning out your car. You shouldn't be having to change your tires. You shouldn't be having to have to put air in your tires.
So we must do it.
You shouldn't have to mow the grass. That's all the responsibilities of your woman. The moment you become a husband, then things change. But until then, that woman should be taking care of everything, and you shouldn't be showing her no reason on why she should stick with you for the rest of her life, and in hopes that she makes you her husband. Drizzle. You need to stop giving out so much to these women. Like, y'all giving up the dookie as hell. And y'all dropping it off.
What's that,
and these women are not appreciating it. I think you need to hold out. Even if you had sex with 100, 200 women, you need to hold out and make that woman wait until she shows you that she's capable and that she's loving enough for you to give your body to her. You know, because at the end of the day, it's all about us. It's all about us. We just want our equal rights as men. So, drizzle.
Unfollow. So, if he mother asked him to mow the grass, he never mowed the grass.
He ain't talking about his mother.
It don't matter. He said a woman. He said a woman.
He ain't talking about his mama.
He said he tired of mowing the grass.
Wait.
Because that is not his wife. Right? Listen.
Let's just, hold on.
Ooh.
It just.
Okay, keep going.
One more. Well, let me do another one.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know what's going on.
Now you
so
good.
At the bar, this girl kept staring at me. I'm like, okay. I took another is sip the same of my lemon drop like a soft guy would.
No. This is another guy.
Oh.
But this is a guy, and then the founder, Scarface Mark, he gonna react to what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay, bet.
She kept staring at me again. She comes up to me. She was like, look, you're really attractive. I actually been to your Instagram page hella times. I'm not following you because I don't chase men. And I'm not going to lie to you. My friend said that you went to college, so I know that you're intelligent. But why didn't you say something to me? Bitch, you said it for yourself. You found me attractive, and you found out that I was intelligent. Why didn't you say something to me?
Period. That's all you had to say, bro. I completely understand what you're saying. These new age women expect young, educated men that get money to walk up on them. Why are we walking up on you? Why do we have to speak to you? Especially if you found me attractive first. You have to come get me. You have to come walk to me. Matter of fact, you can't just walk up on me. You have to offer me a drink first. You have to. Period.
Not these looking women like are just so it. Entitled
to our attention as men. Little do they know we're in our soft guy era. They have to come at us different. If you're not presenting a bag or a gesture to start off the conversation, we're not going for that.
What is this foolishness?
We're not going for that. So, Goody, I completely understand what you're talking about. I know exactly where you're coming from. Keep going.
Point blank.
Drizzle.
Hold on. Y'all hang on. Y'all sit back, relax, get the drink, man.
He didn't even pick this jaw up yet.
Y'all sit back, relax, man.
God damn.
Sit back, relax, man.
It introduced me to this. Who is this?
Hold on, man.
This is soft guy era.
This is all soft guy.
It's multiple people. It's a whole era right now. Different people
in their soft guy era.
Yeah.
Bati boys.
No. I said hold on your judgment.
I'm not judging.
Just get the whole.
You didn't see that boy there?
Just get the whole collection.
Okay.
Then when B. Wayne bring the questions up, then we going to discuss it.
Okay. Yep.
But people never heard of this.
So let them get a taste.
So let's just. This is just to give you a grand scheme. What's going on here?
I'm
going to
be quiet now.
No, you don't have to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You can do what you're doing. Take me out on a date. Soft guy era. I love this, man. Y'all did it, man. Kudos to y'all. Y'all made this happen for me. Thank y'all so much. Soft guy era. Y'all keep it pushing. I hope y'all win. I'm about to go on a date.
Look, stay out my inbox with all the good morning, the hey handsome, the how you doing. Just send the money. Drizzle. Just send the money. It's not that hard. Drizzle. I mean, my best case scenario, I open up, you probably won't take me somewhere to like, I'm what, Cheesecake Factory? Drizzle. Are you out your mind? My Burberry cologne costs $250. My hair do $200. The girl who do it, you salon quality products. It's $90 a bottle of shampoo and conditioner. My beard oil, Maruca honey, tea tree oil, and lemon extract. It's $30 a bottle, head to toe, and vegan organic coconut oil. It's $40 a bottle. My shoes, Balenciaga, they cost me $950. I'm stepping out of Miri, baby. This is not Sheen. This ain't Fashion Nova. This ain't City. Trends. This how I'm coming, and you want me to step out with you for free? It's giving broke drizzle. It's giving you don't know how to treat a real man. Drizzle. It's giving you need to go back to the drawing board and learn something from your mammy and them.
Drizzle, check your mic real quick. I'm sorry. Check your mic.
Yes.
Okay. I can hear you. It was signing off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I said I wasn't going to talk no more.
He said giving broke.
You got another one, fam?
Yeah, just.
Gotcha. I'm just making sure.
I'll send it back to you when.
Let me. All right, gotcha.
All right, the confusion, guys. And this is all men in their soft guy era.
Yeah, there's correct. Men in their soft guy era.
Hey, this like girl sends me a message, says, hey, handsome, how's your day?
No, they work.
So I send her a message back, yeah. Not a good day. She's like, oh, no, what's wrong? Hold on. I'm like, I was day trading.
Wait, what y'all saying?
She's saying that the guys feel like they shouldn't work. No, they work. They got their own money. But if they going to spend time with you.
You got to run it.
You need to spend your money. Unless they a husband.
Yeah.
Like, they not, like, you
know. They know their worth.
Yeah, they know their worth. Like, why
Drizzle.
They not doing none of that.
Yeah, them days over.
Yeah. If you want, you want.
What are the five P's again?
That's why I say, just hold on.
This okay. South guy.
I say, just hold on. Huh?
Okay, I'm
sorry. Let them cook.
Yeah, let them cook.
Let everybody.
They sit in my chest.
Let them cook.
This is soft guy era.
They overdone right now.
Let them cook, okay. And then we gonna pod. We gonna do what we do.
We gonna get to it.
Yeah.
But let's go.
Do what you do, Drea. Cause
you should have just like did like a few of these. Cause
no. All these is money.
Yeah. Just hold on. Just hold on.
That's cool. That's cool.
Okay. Let me find the. Where am I? Okay. I'm right here. I'm right here. Hold on. Y'all be patient with me, y'all. Okay.
This girl sends me a message. Says, "Hey, handsome. How's your day?" So I send her a message back, not a good day. She's like, oh no, what's wrong? I'm like, I was day trading, took the long position in DJT, lost $25,000. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you make it back. I instantly hit her with a block. First of all, I'm in my soft guy era. I'm not day trading to lose money. If you find out that I lost $25,000 in the stock market, I better see you put that $25,000 back in my brokerage account. Drizzle, drizzle. If you can't put it in my brokerage account, Zelle me the money right now. Drizzle, drizzle. Second, I should not have had to tell you that I was having a bad day. You should be able to feel my energy. Drizzle, drizzle. If I manifested you because I don't chase, I attract, you should know already how I'm feeling before you send me that text message. Drizzle, drizzle. And strike three, don't even start with hey, handsome, or any of that BS. Do not start my day with the message without first sending me a Cash App notification that there's funds in my account. If you wanted to, you would. If you want me in your life, you would. If you don't, someone else will. No more brokies in 2024.
No more brokies.
He day trade.
Yeah, he day trade. Yeah, he a day trader. And that's $10,000 to get in.
He day trade.
You can't get on day trading unless you got $10,000 to get in. Day trading ain't no you could just come off the street and day trade. You gotta have the bread to even participate.
Yeah, so he up.
Yeah.
Not with that drizzle drizzle.
Let him cook.
Listen. I don't know who need to hear this, but any of the guys that's in that soft guy era right now, listen, you may be with your girlfriend, but you might need to make room for your wife. I hate to say it like that, but listen, sometimes you can have someone that's so good for you and someone that can just raise your standards so high and higher than they ever been, and someone that can just treat you like you're the only person alive and treat you like a king that you are and just rub your feet and rub your back and tell you how handsome you are as a man and give you weekly allowances and let you use her car and let you stay at her crib and don't have to pay no rent and she's paying for everything. And that's still not enough. I mean, sometimes you need to go further and find a better wife because, listen, we're leaving the broke dusties in the past. If she doesn't make six figures or more, has six bodies or less, or have a 6 feet deep water park, if you know what I'm saying, drizzle, drizzle, we're not dealing with it. We're walking into our soft guy era, and we can't let these dusties win anymore. That's the same thing that killed our fathers. That's the same thing that killed our grandfathers. They died unhappy, and they were slaves. They did everything that they could possibly do, and they were slaves. And I just say, listen, even if you got two or three or five baby mamas, a real woman is going to help you with your kids, period. And if she doesn't, then she isn't a real woman. And you're going to go out and you need to continue to find a real woman. Because in your soft guy era, we don't lift our hands, okay? We wait until we get our positions first, and then we show you that we can do the position. Drizzle, drizzle.
Point blank.
God damn these niggas. Whoo. Soft guy area. Funny as hell.
B Wayne.
I'm just waiting on my cue, man. Is it that time?
I don't like 50-50. I don't do coffee dates. I don't care how much money I ever make. I still want my man to pay for everything. He should pick me up. He should drop me off. He should buy me Ubers. In exchange, he gets to not embarrass me and breathe my air. I think it's pretty fair.
For the record, this is a white woman.
Otherwise, I don't need a man. Just have a man.
Let that be known.
No. It doesn't sit right with me. I don't care how much money I make. I still want my man to pay for everything. How about no? See, a lot of women have never came across a man that told them no. They're simply just not used to that. See, it's 2024. You're going to be making money. You're going to be spending that shit. You're not just going to be sitting there spending all my money while you're sitting on yours. You're going to be spending it. I don't care. See, this is what the soft guy era is about. You women are going to start coming out of pocket. It doesn't make sense. You're a grown woman. You're going to be paying grown woman bills. And see, my problem with this is a lot of women sit here and say, oh, well, if I'm going to be paying bills, I'm going to be paying all my own bills without a man. If I'm going to pay bills, I'm going to pay all of my own without a man instead of going half on them. It doesn't make sense. And this logic shows you that they only look at men as wallets. That's literally all they look at men as. Wallets.
Your job is
I'm telling
to
you, that's exactly what it is. A lot of you men need to start telling these women no to see if they even really like you for real. I came across some women, bro.
My job is
they be like,
help.
Oh, you're the first man that ever told me no. I'm like, what? I'm the first man to ever tell you no. See, a lot of men can't keep a woman unless they're spending all their money. That's why. Listen, if she's thinking like this, bro, you're not dealing with a woman, bro. You're not. You're dealing with a spoiled little girl, a spoiled brat.
And a brat, that's all child. You're dealing with.
I don't care how much money I make. My man should still pay everything. You're stingy and you're selfish. I don't need a selfish woman in my life. I don't. I'm in my soft guy era. Wait a minute!
So Lord, that shouldn't took the wind out of my sails. So after all those, man, you know, we let them cook. We got a good understanding of what the soft guy era is. Let me ask y'all. Do you agree with this soft guy movement? Go ahead and cook, Dre. It's your time.
Come on, Dre.
It's your time to shine, ma'am.
That is some batty boy shit.
For those that don't know.
Don't. You just don't know. That is some batty boy shit. Motherless ass kids. What man is Father help me. Okay, so listen, men are to provide and women are to help. We are to meet you halfway. That's just how it go, okay? That's just it. We're not asking you to pay. A good woman is not going to ask you to pay for everything. We don't want you to stress your ass out working long days and then you don't really have time for us. That's just not how that shit go, okay? This soft guy era is some, that's the best way I can put it, is some body boy shit, right? Because what kind of man is going to say, no, baby, you pay. Everywhere I go, I got to pay because you not my husband. Bitch, you will be, you finna turn to the dick because you ain't going to get no pussy. Because ain't no woman finna just continue to do that. I'm sorry. That's just how it's going to go. And he do look like Lil Nas X, so he might be your brother. But it's just boiling in my blood because let's think about it.
What's making you boil so much though? Good about question. What they're saying.
Good question.
What is enraging you as a woman?
For a man to say that I have to take care of you until I make you my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So you telling me that I want you, you want me to get down on my knee.
You choosing him. He not choosing you. That's off the rip. You're choosing him.
I have to point you. I'll be like, ooh, he mine.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Don't get me wrong.
So let's go from there. You chose this guy. He ain't come to you.
Lord bless me.
You got to go from the perspective of you chose him.
Yeah.
You came knocking at his front door.
Okay.
So he was minding his business.
Let's just say I run into a soft guy, right?
Okay. Cool.
I'm not saying that it's wrong to go out and, you know, buy a guy a drink if you think he's attractive and get to know them.
Okay.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that. But every date, I have to buy you a drink.
Until you marry him.
Until I marry you.
Yeah. What about that
basically,
you don't like?
You got to put a ring on it.
I am taking care of a grown man.
Okay.
You're just another bill.
But how is that different from a man taking care of a grown woman?
Because women, 99% of good women are going to meet you halfway. You're not going to have to take care of everything by yourself. They want you to take care of everything.
But isn't there grown women getting taken care of?
I'm quite sure.
So what is the problem with grown men getting taken
because
care of?
Because men want that like that. Some men.
Some men
do want, don't want their wives doing nothing.
Okay.
I know
so
some men.
I feel you.
I know some men that be like, so if they had
you,
it.
But wouldn't you agree it's a social construct then? Because men are saying, I want to take care of you. Women are like, oh, I bet. So now men are saying, I want you to take care of me. And now the thing is to find women that's going to say, oh, I bet. It's a social construct. No? It's society saying. Society is saying, it's okay for men to take care of grown ass women. No?
Get your drink, Dre.
Watch me go there.
Go.
Right?
I'm listening. See, there's nothing. It's only what society has made it.
I understand.
Society has said it's okay for men to take care of grown women. Now men are saying grown ass women can take care of grown ass men just the same. Why did they say that? Because they said, hey, know your worth, kid. Drizzle, drizzle. That's what they said.
There's no drizzle.
That's what they saying. Y'all sprinkle, sprinkle. They over there drizzle, drizzle. That's the argument.
The women in which that they will attract will be desperate women.
Not necessarily, because if women are boss chicks, like they saying.
They are. Don't get me wrong.
If women making money, they but got the degrees. They don't need men like they saying. They very capable of taking care of a man.
There probably are. But those women are looking for
men. Dick.
No, correct, too.
Like but men are looking for pussy.
But listen, but they are also looking. They are
money for dick, money for pussy. Nothing's changed.
Most
you
women,
chose me. You want dick, you gonna have to pay.
So you're a hoe now. Practically, you just selling dick.
Okay. Okay. That don't. All right. That don't hurt.
Go see what you got to say.
That doesn't hurt, man.
Get up in there real quick.
Ben don't care. And then a song called "I'm a Hoe." You know I'm a hoe.
Yeah.
All I gotta say, man, is I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see it.
You're happy to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to see it.
So
all they doing is flipping what females been doing the whole time. That's all they doing.
That's a fact.
That's all they doing.
Let's see what I'm dying to know what B-Way think.
Because it's been dudes out there and like they been out there showing females the husband treatment. And a woman will be like, oh, well, I'm not going to show you no wife treatment until you put a ring on it. But he been acting like a husband this whole time. He's showing up whenever you need him to. Bills paid. He everything. A dude to do that before you marry that motherfucker. But females are, oh, nah, he want me to cook? Oh, I'm going to need to be married. Oh, he going, oh, you don't want me to go out? My friends want me to go out? He be like, hey, man, I think you should just stay in. I don't like how your friend be moving. I ain't got no ring on my finger.
I need you to cash at me. That's before we even start talking about anything.
Yeah.
I need you to drop something in that account.
Yeah.
Do you know how much this hair costs? You know how much
these
nails
real
cost?
Life?
This is real life.
It's on TikTok, so it's real.
I guess so. It's catching momentum.
Yeah.
It's catching momentum.
Let's see what B-Wayne got to say. I'm dying to know.
Yo, 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 yo. In the words of my boy, Walt Factual. Alumni, wondering how you can support the squad? You can support by donating through the Cash App. Remember the tag, $ to the number, deep, for the number, duh. D-A intro. Now back to the foolishness.
B-Wayne, what you got? Floor is yours, bruh.
I want to comment.
I want to know. Oh, you want to keep going down there?
So let me just say this, and as we go on with questions, maybe I'll get a little deeper. The concept of what this soft guy movement is built on, I like it.
What concept is that?
4C basically ran it all down. It's basically flipping the script of saying, okay, so you're up, but you saying that this is how I have to prove that you're worthy of me or I'm worthy of you or whatever.
Wait a minute!
You prove that you're worthy of me. That's basically the concept. Mm-hmm. The problem, which I will not expound on right now, is that some of these guys that are probably in the soft guy era are going to be in a bad position, I believe, when it comes to relationships. With that being said, let me ask y'all this. Is the soft guy movement a good or bad thing for men and relationships? Why or why not? What you got, Walt?
I'm going to say this is not, it's not good. Right now.
Explain.
So what's happening is we at war.
That's a fact. That is a fact. If y'all don't know.
This is not peacetime.
If y'all don't know, I just want to explain to the listeners. If y'all don't know, it's been brewing. Yeah. Probably, I'm going to say before 2020. And I think coming out of 2020, it started really bubbling up. And now.
I want to say with Kevin Samuels, RIP.
RIP.
He kind of just set the first shot in the air. Nobody really knew what was going on. Shit been bubbling.
Yeah.
But all this is seeds of Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Right. It's all
children.
Of
yep. spawn childs of Kevin Samuels, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So now you can say we are officially at war, men and women. We're drawing lines now. Huh? Mm. We're drawing lines.
That's correct.
Okay. So is this good? No, because what's happening is it's two ideologies going on. It's the traditional women mm-hmm. saying, I want traditional shit, but I'm not traditional. Then men saying, why be traditional? Y'all don't want traditional. Fuck traditional. This, I know my worth. I'm on some new shit. So two sides are saying, hey, I believe this. I believe that. We don't agree. What comes from two sides not agreeing? War. So without war, there's no peace, right?
Correct.
So it's not going to be good because people right now saying, I'll just be single. That's mainly what I'm seeing.
That yeah. is going on a lot on both sides.
I'll just be single.
On the men's side.
But when women say, I'll just be single, that means we just going to fuck with each other. But what they don't understand is we don't just have to fuck with American women. Like, y'all could just fuck with each other. That's fine. But we have the whole world as men.
True.
Y'all don't have that option as the whole world. But right now, it's at a standstill. It's not good because men have to say, you know what? Or not have to say, but what men are saying, you know what? I know this is outlandish. I know this is wild, but this is the extreme I have to go because y'all extreme. So I'm going to go extreme too. Soft guy era. Y'all calling us sassy and zesty? Bet. I'm going to lean into it. I'm going to Eminem this joint. I'm going to Papa Duke this hoe. I'm going to Papa Duke this shit. I know everything you about to say against me. I'm going to lean into it and play it to my favor.
Papa Doc.
Papa Doc. I said Papa Duke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Yeah. Thank y'all. That's the only thing y'all got.
I got more, fam. Okay. It was irking me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Papa Doc.
I'm thinking of the listeners, though.
Okay. Bet.
Fosse, you got anything to add on what Wall say? If you want the question again, I can give it to you. What you got?
Nah, I got the question. Okay. I don't think... I like it. Like I was telling y'all before. I see what they doing, but that's further away from what even Kevin Samuels was even trying to do.
Right.
All he was saying was to stop messing with women and get on your motherfucking purpose until, you know, get on your note. You know what I'm saying? Get to the money, and then the woman that you want gonna come for you.
But they feel like the money gonna come from the woman.
But that's what we saying. It's a trickle effect. These are the children of Kevin Samuels, and some of them only got part of the message he was trying to...
Know
your worth. Yeah, that's what he was saying also.
Right. In the best way, to add on to what you're saying, Fosse, they're seeds of Kevin Samuels, but they're the extremists. And I don't mean that in a negative way. They're the extremists of what Kevin was saying.
And what he was trying to say. Fosse,
though. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's all I was saying. Like, it's good, but then it's bad because they not harnessing the whole essence of what he was trying to make. Mm-hmm. They've only grabbed on the one part of it, and now they like, oh, okay, I like this part. I'm gonna roll with that.
Bet.
So this ain't what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it's entertaining than a motherfucker. I really fuck with it.
Really, it makes some good sometimes. Content. That's about it. Drea, I think I know where you fall at, but explain your reasoning behind how you feel about this. If it's a good or a bad thing for men in their relationships going forward.
As far as in their relationships going forward, I don't see no growth. See no growth there because what you're saying is, and I understand it, you know what I'm saying, the whole role reversal thing, but what you're saying is you want a woman to take care of you because for the longest men have been taking care of women. And I understand that too, you know what I'm saying? But we as women are going to take care of the men that take care of us. So if I have to start off at jump taking care of you, where you falling as a leader, I'm going to have to question these things. So I'm the one that's basically leading because I'm providing, I'm giving, I'm taking care of the house, I'm taking care of the bills, I'm doing everything for you because you are my husband. So I have to provide and lead until I make you my husband. Then it's your turn to provide and take care of me. But what have you grown? What have you did? What are you doing while I'm doing all these things? So And then on top of that, who's to say if I do all these things and if I'm down or something happens or my little million, if I lose the $25,000 and that's probably was my last, is you going to vanish or you going to say, okay, baby, well, I got you. We can get up together.
Right.
Or are you going to be like, shit, I thought you could take care of me. I can't even be soft. You done lost this money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
And what you're speaking on is even before they get married.
Okay. Right. Because, you know, you have to build that bond. You have to build that connection. So what are you building if all I'm doing is taking care of you? How are you leading the pack? Because at this moment, I'm the one that's leading. I'm the one that's choosing. So if I choose you and I'm taking care of you, then that means I have to teach. Because all you're doing to me is doing what you do, sitting at home, going out, doing whatever you got to do. Because at this point, you quote unquote single until I make you a husband.
So what?
And taking care of the home, though.
And took it.
Exactly. I'm doing it. I am the man. You are the woman.
So he's taking care of the house. So you come home, it's peace. Right,
you saying
clean?
You saying
no,
the man
because
taking
he's,
care of it?
No, because
the man
he
take
said,
care of the house.
He said, if I want to go where I want to go, I'm going to go. He not going to do all of that. Mm-hmm. That's wife stuff.
No, yeah. I don't. I
but
don't,
if you putting them up,
yeah, I don't. I didn't get the impression up, that they wasn't going to do certain things.
Yeah, if you're going to pay like
time,
you weigh,
yeah,
he going to do what need to be done at the house. Going to rub your feet. Going to take care of you.
Basically, so
but not financially. Take care of you like
so like
a housewife.
Yeah, so like the stuff.
But
that,
he's not a wife.
Here's why I got to come in at, right? For the guys, and if I'm not mistaken, most of the guys, if not all of them, from those clips,
mm-hmm.
they were up, right? So for them, I believe that it can and has been working for them. So it you know they straight. But for the guys that might not necessarily be up like them, I think it's gonna be a situation of hell to pay. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I think it's less likely in men, right, compared to women, I think it's gonna be hard for some of these guys to say, okay, let's say she do all that, she obliges all that stuff, and then she does propose, right? Which that's one of the things I'm kind of with, like, maybe not necessarily her proposing, so to speak, but her having to bow, because that's crazy. I did it, but her having to bow is crazy, right?
Yeah.
But now to, like, okay, now I'm a husband, to, like, switch. You know what I'm saying? Because on the flip side, that's – I'm not going to speak for all men. I'm not going to even speak for y'all too, Walden Fosse, but for me, I think that's crazy for women to say, oh, you got to make me a wife and I'll turn into a wife. 9 times out of 10, that's not turning into a wife after you marry him. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So you're putting yourself in a position to deal with somebody that they're obliging, but I think subconsciously they're going through like, oh, well, you know, he wants me to do all this, but I think this is me paying to when we do get married.
My woman to cut you off. So where's the learning and growing? You know what I'm saying? Where's the bond building? Where's all these things that you're gonna need? Because at this point, the way they talking is like
it ain't though.
Yeah, I think it worked for certain individuals.
You know,
I think the man that's up, I think they can pull this off.
I mean, even the people that are up, you ain't gonna be up all the time. I just don't feel like you gonna be up all the time, because if you and your soft, this is the thing about the soft girl era,
okay?
Right? And a lot of them aren't thoughts, right?
We're just fucking tired.
What's that title?
Well, so the soft girls. Even if you're masculine, the one that always has to carry the fucking torch and didn't open your legs to carry that motherfucking torch, you just have to do what you have to do in order to survive in this motherfucker. You just become tired. To the mothers that take care of everything and go to work, you just become tired. So sometimes you just want a little bit of peace. That is a part of being the soft girl era. You have like a weekend away, right? It's just a little bit. That's it. Sometimes you don't want to fucking go to work and you want to be able to call in knowing that all your bills is paid. But then when you realize, shit, bitch, I got to go to work because I can't pay these bills if I don't go to work. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not just retiring from being a thought, right? But on the flip side to this, you know, soft guy era, like, don't get me wrong, I get it, but at the same time, as far as relationships, even if you up, I just think that you're going to, I ain't gonna say fail at it, but I'm gonna agree and say that they not gonna get it because there's nothing to learn or grow
right there. The guy don't have to always be up if you always up, though.
And
if you always up, what does it matter? He always up. You gonna take care of him.
But he's up. So you now, want me to take care of you because really. You're up. Even no, you if I up, make you mine.
You know, so you what take if I'm not care up? Of me what because you up? Chose me.
But what if
you
I'm not me? Up? What if there's a time that I am not up? Even when I have chosen you. But
guess what? Guess what
you're
not.
When you gonna kick in?
Guess what you're not considering? The soft guy era is now only looking at the tree and not the forest.
Yeah.
What does that mean? He's a manager. You're the owner. You're a boss chick. You independent. Is you.
Go ahead. You. I'm sorry. I had a thought.
We can go to the next one.
No. It wasn't even going to break into that. Okay. I just want to say this and then we're going to go to the next one, right?
Please.
Drea. Yes. This shit.
Don't be over it, Drea.
This sounds absurd. Correct?
Yeah, it does.
It does, but I mean, I get it because men get tired too, right? So I'm going to side with the tired man who does want a woman to take care of him, right?
This ain't tired, though.
But it's not.
That's the point. Yeah. This is just some spoiled ass motherless no, no, no,
boy. No. You got to calm down.
Listen to it. All the tired stuff. Let's just take that out of there, right? You saying it's some spoiled stuff like that, and it sounds absurd.
This ain't spoiled.
They deserve it. Imagine the guys that's been hearing this.
They deserve it.
Since
that is
the year of my Lord, number one.
Say it again, fam.
Think about the guys that's been hearing everything that you just heard on them clips. Man, been hearing that absurdity since the first year of my Lord.
Yes, word. Yeah.
Before
he was even here.
He's been having to deal with the absurd.
Samson sure, and them. Samson was hearing
it. I'm pretty sure Sheba told Solomon the same shit.
And Samson.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why his head got cut.
What was his name?
Delilah. It's absurdity.
Adam.
I'm agreeing with you. Like I said, I understand.
You want me to go out there and get that motherfucking pig by myself?
I understand the concept of it.
I know you don't expect me to go hunt that shit myself. All right,
bet. Right. I guess I gotta do it.
Guy's tired, right? But and it's absurd for them.
Am I not your real?
All right, fuck shit.
Damn.
But
yeah,
it's been absurd on the other side for
eons.
Yeah.
But listen,
millennials.
When you because when you think of women like that, they don't have
what? What are you about to say?
The women that they are pretending that they are talking about, right? The women in which they are talking about. I know you hear me.
We do.
Okay, well,
we hear you, but the people got to hear you.
You have to, like, these women who want a man to take care of them. Not even just the boss chicks, right? I understand the boss chicks, but just
is strictly
the new,
for boss chick independent women. Yeah. This ain't for water.
Yeah, this
I'm not
ain't
talking
for water.
About water.
I am. This is what you're not understanding. This is not for water. This is for the boss chick.
I just said that I wasn't talking about water.
But I am. I'm retorting to
you. You're telling me that this is not for water. This is not for water?
This is not for water.
We're not talking about water.
Go ahead.
Did you drink too much?
Go.
So we're not talking about water. We're talking about these boss chicks, right?
This is who soft guys are for.
Right. A lot of boss chicks, though, are how do you say that word?
Millennial.
There you go. That's great.
All millennial.
They're those type of women.
No, the aunties and mamas are on the same boss chick, too, that don't need no man.
But they're not up. We talking about
they up
most
enough.
Boss chicks are up, and they're younger women because they follow a social
aunties
media
up
trend.
Too.
But who?
Mama up, too.
Stop that.
You know aunties up, too.
Why?
They the ones that come and come get your kids for the weekend and go back to their life.
Why they up?
Because they've been putting the money in the corporate America for years. That's why they up. They got stocks in the company. They got the they got their 401k up. Yeah. They've been fucking for years. They got all that. They got that nigga to call for years that nobody know about that's going to pay for that.
And you know what they want,
why
though?
She up?
You know what auntie want?
Dick.
A soft girl life, too. Right? So she's not going to fall for the soft man and take care of the soft man because she's really tired of taking care of shit. That's why she returned them kids at the end of the fucking night. She don't dick. Have no, that exactly. So she's not going to take care of a man just because of dick when she got a whole line that she can get for free. Mm. So why would I pay you to get your dick if all this right here free? Well, she not going to do that. So what's the
auntie, no.
Hold on, hold on. If that was true though, then you wouldn't have
sugar mamas.
Yeah.
But sugar mamas are desperate women. Look at it. Just on a scale, most sugar mamas are kind of desperate.
That's not desperate.
I'm sorry, sugar mama.
You know what happened to a sugar mama? She built up. No, this is what y'all not realize about a sugar mama. This is what you not realizing. It's not desperate. That's the wrong word.
She lacked dick.
It's not desperate, ma'am.
I didn't say that. She lacks dick.
But this is why she lacked dick. This is why.
Because she's too fucking strong.
That's not why.
Tell me why.
Let me tell you, the aunties is probably my age right now. The aunties and 50? The mamas. Now I'm 50.
Ma'am.
Order.
So I'm 50, Dreya.
Ma'am. But let's just get to the next one.
You know, let me explain this part.
Get you.
The aunties are not desperate. This is what's happened. Feminism lied to them.
Yeah.
Huh? They went and got a degree. They started making all this money. They thought they can. They thought men wanted a woman with degree, money, and all this shit. They got all that shit. Realized, damn, no man want what I have. So now they single.
You know why though? Because society labeled them as masculine.
Now, next question, fam.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Let's get to this next one, man. Okay. And this is pretty much the last question that I got for y'all. Are soft guys an enemy to the masculine man? Or to self-made man? And is it possible for them both to coexist in their own way? What you got, Fosse?
Hey, I'm going to say it like this. Hey, it's no man that's an enemy of mine. I'll say it like that. It's no man that's an enemy of mine. Regardless, soft guy, if they want to do their thing over there,
and that's on motherfucking 4C,
they can do that. You know what I'm saying? If it don't matter who it is,
that's for me in my house.
Ain't nobody gonna be an enemy of mine because I'm doing my own thing, and what I want gonna come to me. If the soft guy wants what he looking for,
I wish I had the soundboard.
He probably gonna find that chick that's gonna want to take care of him or whatever, because that's his lane. He got his own thing going on. Like, we not fighting.
Right.
Guys are not competing with each other.
True.
Like, we do not compete with each other. Like, not to that level. Like, yeah, we competing because everybody want to be the strongest. Everybody want to be the fat. Everybody want to be the richest.
Right.
We compete like that, but I'm not trying to take nothing off another man's plate. That's his plate. He can have it.
Right.
I'm just trying to eat what I'm trying to eat.
Right.
He's trying to eat something different. I want crab legs. He eating steak over there.
Right.
I'm good. Right. You eat your steak, playboy, and I'm happy for you.
Yes,
that ain't what I'm trying to eat.
Yeah. Yes,
so,
sir.
We good. We ain't gonna never have no conflict. At least as far as me. Speaking as a self-made man, I don't know about high value man.
Yeah.
It might be a different genre of niggas. But over here where I'm at, they can do what they want to do.
So look, I'm gonna get in here real quick and then Dre and Walt, I'll let y'all have it. They can coexist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I remember. I wouldn't consider them an enemy to the masculine man, because I don't necessarily them being soft, because the label soft guy, or calling it the soft guy era, I don't know if I necessarily consider them in their feminine energy or whatever. Like, we gave the definition of the soft girl era, mm-hmm. and them leaning into femininity. So the thought would be that soft guy era is the same, right? But I don't think that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I say that we all can coexist because we've been doing it already, right? The bum's been coexisting with the high value. I know for sure self-made man been coexisting with the high value and the bums.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The alphas and the betas coexist, sigmas coexist, so on and so forth or whatever.
Yeah.
So to echo 4C, what they eat don't make me shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Dre, what you got on it? What you got on it?
What was the question?
Yes.
Batty boy. Well, no, I'm playing.
Yes, so.
Yeah, so do you think that the soft guys are enemy to masculine man, and do you think they both can coexist?
I don't believe that they are an enemy to anyone, and I do believe that they can coexist. I believe that they will have men out there to be like, bro, how you get that? How you do that? You know, because especially to the man that is not the leader as of yet. Mm. But as for me and my house, we will choose the self-made man. And that's that on that.
Yeah, curiosity will get a lot of guys.
Yeah, because they're going to see them, you know, a woman taking care of you. You don't pay for nothing. You know, you just. So a lot of men are going to be like, dang, bro. Like, it's like the stock market, right? Mm-hmm. Man, how you do that? You made 25 bands in one day?
Oh, that is a good point.
You know? What? So,
that is a good point.
What?
It could be. As far as them being an enemy to me, but what, not them being an enemy to me, but an enemy to the people that we trying to create. For us trying to
create more self-made
make
men.
More self-made men. It could possibly be an enemy to that.
Man, all you need to do is go and get you one of them women who got all their money.
Yeah, okay.
Anything is a possibility, man. But
yeah.
It's a possibility.
Bottom line is for the guys that are trying to become self-made men that are listening to this pod, thank you very much by doing that, by the way. I would say this. If anybody at this table have any advice or any concerns for men entering the soft guy era, let's give it to them right now, and then we're going to get up out of here. Well, not get up out of here, but get to the dessert. Excuse me.
All right, bet. Look, check this out. Okay. Coexisting, right?
Yeah.
That's the question prior. We about to get to advice and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Self-made man, okay? What's it called? Soft guy. Here's what you want to do to be a soft guy. You want to first aspire to become self-made, okay? First and foremost, before the soft guy.
Okay.
Because guess what we talking about? Know your worth, King.
Yeah.
You can't be a man of no worth and then we talk about soft guy.
No, sir.
You got to be a man of worth. Then you can talk that shit.
Of being a soft guy.
Right? Okay. And in order to be a guy of soft guy, if you choose, first you got to be self-made. You got to make yourself into a man of worth. So you got to get your PEM dials up. You got to get your 5 P's up.
Correct. Wait a minute!
On your own. Okay. Then if you choose to do so, you can say, hey, I know my worth. You got to come holler at me if you want to. But first, you got to be self-made.
Okay.
It don't go... Soft guy, then it no.
Self-made.
Then if you choose
possibly high value.
Right. Then
you can be
then you can
soft
choose.
Guy.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So they're not an enemy of what we're trying to create because I'm gonna say
they would have to be us.
You need to be self-made too
before you can even do soft guy.
To even attract them kind of women that's gonna take care of you. How you gonna do that if you're not self-made?
Yeah.
You have to have the ability to provide, right? To protect, huh? To not be pressed. Then say, okay, come choose me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to be in myself, guy, if you choose to, after you done put the work in. But
and
you can't.
Then, and then after you marry me, then I'm the husband. Then, but I already know how to be a husband because I know I'm self-made.
And then more than likely, you're probably not going to want to do the soft guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you finally can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
But it's just another tool in your tool belt.
If you want to.
Yeah.
I fucks with it.
See, a self-made man can got three options here.
What they got found?
You can go the route of water, right?
Right.
A woman of value, her, which is a woman that can help expand or reflect her. That's her right there.
Uh-huh.
Self-made man can pull them kind of women.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You can be a polygamist if you want. You can have two wives if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Two women if you want because you that nigga.
Yep.
Or you can go into your soft guy era.
And have them choose you.
Have them choose you and put you up.
Yep.
But first you gotta be self-made. That's the cornerstone. Mm-hmm. That's the foundation of it all. Mm-hmm. But here's my advice. If you already on your self-made and you're choosing the soft guy era, don't have her. Make sure everything in your name.
Everything.
Because if she get mad, She gonna put you out of that crib. She put you in.
She put you out that motherfucker.
She gonna take that phone she gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And she go, yeah. She gonna take that call.
Yeah. No iPhone 16 Plus for you anymore. Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Make sure everything in your name. Make sure you.
Women do be quick about that.
Huh? Make sure everything in your name. Hmm? Now,
because a man will be mad, and that's the thing. A man will be mad at a motherfucking woman at the end of the day. He like,
you're not going to take.
Go ahead, take the car.
Yeah, go ahead, go take everything.
I don't want you walking.
Yeah, he still care about her.
Hey, keep the car, keep the phone.
No, they won't see blood.
We're not tyrants out here.
Just not in case something happened, I want to be able to reach you, even though you're a motherfucker. Get the fuck out of my house, but I want to make sure you at least safe. Like, what?
Yeah, because we be having hearts and
man,
shit.
Man, we take care of a motherfucking woman, boy. I ain't going to lie,
sir. Yes,
and then think about this, too. If you and yourself got Eric, you got to consider this. You're like an athlete. What I mean by that, you're going to have a time frame, as in young, being a young guy. Them older women are deal with you, but you probably going to age out of it.
Oh, okay. You got to get in and get
out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you get a certain age, she going to want a new young nigga.
Correct.
So you got to get it in how you can while you're young, because once you get a certain age, them old women going to kick you out and put the new young nigga in your crib. That
okay,
you,
okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Bump and run. Stick and move.
Let's say you self-made.
Pick and roll.
You self-made. You can't do soft guy era?
No, you can, but you probably need to look at 50-something.
Damn.
Yeah. To get put up for real. If you want to get put up for real. Nah. Fam, if you want to get put up for real, you probably need to look 20 up.
20 up.
15, 20 up.
And that's where your sweet spot is.
Yeah, but then remember, you're going to age out.
Yeah.
Whatever her age is, she might have a thing for the age she met you at.
At 35. Yeah. So I hit like 45.
Yeah, you out of there. She gonna want the new 35 nigga.
Yeah, she wants
so
some
you
young
got to
buck.
Think. Yeah, so you got to get what you can in that time frame.
Mm.
It ain't forever. You gotta think in the terms of an athlete.
I got you. I'm with you. All right. I just wanna put that out there.
And keep everything in your name.
People keep everything in your name.
That's my advice.
Everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always have somewhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
That's it, man.
That's my advice.
So,
or if you ain't got nowhere to stay, holler at Established Properties LLC.
Come on now.
We'll find
shameless
something
plug. Shameless plug.
Hit the email. You know what I'm saying? Hit the email, man.
Established Properties LLC. We'll get you something. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yes, sir. So that's our take on the soft guy era stuff, man. If y'all have anything interesting, if any of y'all soft guys that are in y'all soft guy era, excuse me, want to hit us and let us know, you know, personal accounts of how it's going for you, man. Y'all hit us at the email, man. You feel me? Y'all already know how Dre feeling about it, man. Now,
yo, she wrote it on the paper, if y'all can see.
Before we get up out of here, let's get to the dessert now. 24-karat foolishness is the only way that we can finish this particular episode, right? As expected, everybody has something to say about this soft guy era, the movement. Walt.
With the soft guy era, we are ending the gender war. We are bringing back 50-50.
No, you're not. No, you are not. Y'all really about to make everything just a whole lot worse. I promise you. Soft guy era? What the hell is a soft guy era? Now men want to be soft. Now men want to go 50-50 on bills with their woman. What happened to men wanting to provide?
That was the wrong one?
And then.
No, that's it.
Oh.
It's like your role for it.
Come on, man.
What happened to men wanting to provide?
That is true.
Yeah.
Look, and man. I agree. You
a
do
lot
have
of your
to be self-made
for stop trying to play it off.
Yeah.
And just admit it. Like, a lot of y'all dudes really do want a man. Because I be
well,
seeing,
damn.
Like,
wow. Hold on.
Dudes getting on live talking about how they in the era. And they want to be taken care of. And they want dates. And they want flowers. Like, why, as a man, do you want somebody to spoil you? Like, as a man, it should
well,
make
no.
you
feel good. I disagree. I disagree right there. I disagree
woman.
Right there.
Like,
bro.
I kind of was kind of feeling
I just, I was at the beginning. Broke. But then she went deeper in, and I disagree because
yeah,
I want to spoil my man. I want to
okay.
wine and dine you.
Okay.
I want to be able to pay all your bills. You know, I want you to be stress free. I want to do all these things for you.
Okay.
But at the same time, you got to be able to do that for me too. You know what I'm saying? It's like
I've been tagged repeatedly in videos like this, and I know this is men's attempt to throw women's logic back in their faces. But the truth is, we already knew you were in your soft guy era. We thought you were soft when you couldn't resist a woman's temptation when you had a girlfriend, a fiance, or a wife. We knew you were in your soft guy era when you went to the store to get a pack of cigarettes or a gallon of milk and never came back. We knew you were in your soft guy era when you begged your baby mama not to put you on child support because you couldn't survive if she took that $250 a month, even though she was the one who was feeding the child and clothing the child, and she was the one who was providing shelter for that child as well. Like, we already knew you were soft. We're just proud of you guys for finally having the strength to admit it. Man, I know this is meant to be a joke, but the joke's on you because you're only telling women what we already knew. So go ahead, get your laughs, get your...
I give her one, the child support. Like, money... If you're a man, you should be able to, you can always make money. But other than that, the guy that went out for the milk, he was tired of that shit. If nobody went to go get those pack of cigarettes and he didn't come fucking back, that has something to do with you.
But I'm a self-made man, bitch.
That has shit to do with him.
But a self-made man would have been like, I'm tired of this shit and I'm gone. He just wouldn't drive. He just wouldn't have just up and left, right?
Yeah. A self-made man would have told us straight up, but that don't make him soft.
It don't make him soft, but it make him a little weak, though. You make him a little weak.
Sometimes some dudes don't want to deal with the
hey,
drama.
Man, listen, he I'm gone.
A self-made man, he would have said
I
that.
I understand, like,
and
the
he would have told her what the fuck was up.
Yeah, I mean, I get the but toxic some, relationships.
Some cats don't even want none of that. They, hey, I'm going to go get some milk.
Well,
I'll
write me
back.
A letter or something.
That's one.
All right. Yeah, nah.
I don't think y'all understand what this whole soft guy era movement is really doing. It's really exposing that a lot of women play ignorant to men's feelings and how they treat men. Because if you look at some of these comments and even the responses I got from my video, there's literally women answering their own questions with their own logic. So that means they're fully capable of doing the right thing. They just choose to do the wrong thing because there's nobody to stand up for men. We have no public voice.
Yep.
Even though we created and did everything,
right?
We have no public voice for our
right.
mental shit that we go through.
Correct.
And this whole soft guy era
therapy.
Movement just shows you that women know what
they
do to
care.
Us.
Right.
Women know
they
what
do.
They're capable of and what they're actually indulging
they
in. And they don't give a fuck.
Right.
They don't care. Like, really look at all the comments. Really look at these stitches and reaction videos. They like, oh, they really want to be us. They really want... Because what a lot of women don't understand is that they benefit from men's hard work.
For real.
Whether they want
yes.
to accept it or not.
Yes.
That stoplight, man. That police officer, man. That firefighter, a man. Like, there's things that they benefit from us that they just don't want to admit to. And that's cool. But we know the truth.
That last video, pretty much where I feel like the concept. That's the root of it.
That was Baller Billy Sean. That was a drizzle at the rap at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. So he kinda explained that beautifully, man. It's really a response to what women have been doing for the longest out here. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure I think my prediction is gonna form into something else.
What do you mean?
For
like
better
negatively?
Or worse though.
It's gonna be worse than better.
Yeah.
Like men gonna really be on this. Like not as a joke.
I mean, I agree that men need a break. I'm not gonna.
No,
I'm
no,
gonna
no.
Gonna
but it's gonna go
that.
Beyond. So it's gonna too. Go extreme because women are extreme. So men gonna be the only answer to
well,
extreme
I got my
is gonna.
So I ain't worried.
Yeah, a lot of women
it's,
gonna.
It's gonna get, when the first guy that actually gets a woman is all like,
now my
I
man
respect
to
your
leave
soft
me
guy
me
era. It's gonna set off a fucking. It's gonna set off a wave. As soon as they actually catch a chick that's down for it.
But I think it's already. I think it's already happening.
You think it's already happening just behind the scenes? It's a good chance. It's a good chance.
That sound about right, fam. Good episode?
Yeah, good episode.
Hey, man, before we get up out of here, man, y'all got any rants, any recommendations for these people out here? What's going on with y'all, man? Let me
y'all
know.
Y'all better rant on this. I need some feedback because...
Rants?
You see this?
Well, okay.
I should have asked. Hey, did it... I'm gonna ask on air. Did the one drop yet with the manifestation? The one where I told people how to manifest?
Talking about the episode?
Yeah.
Manifest what?
Remember I was telling them how to manifest?
No, it ain't dropped yet.
It ain't dropped yet? All right. Well, then, never mind. I ain't got nothing.
I think that was a...
Yeah, that was a
It wasn't a full episode. Yeah, it's not a full episode.
Yeah, it's something. It's something that they're gonna catch probably at the end of the season.
At the end of the season
or off season?
Well, I'll catch them next year.
Nice plug, though. Oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Walt, you got anything or not?
Yeah, I got a little something.
You got a little
black
something.
Screen.
A little black screen. Black I'm trying screen? To think about.
I heard this at the gym the other day.
Hold on. Pause it. I'm sorry. Real quick, I got to get this off, man, because don't nobody really be talking sports on this podcast or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Go Astros.
Fuck them. Number one, Texans, we up next year. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it or whatever.
For sure.
Rockets, man, y'all did y'all best. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm sick of the Warriors and the Lakers. I'm just trying to ramble off real quick because I don't have nobody else to discuss this with. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's it. That's all my rants right now. If I think of something on the next episode, I'll give it to you. Wow, my bad. Let's get to it.
Don't ever do that.
See, that's why I had to get it off real quick because niggas don't even want to talk.
Don't ever stop the black screen.
Don't worry about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you be where you did?
Yeah, all the talk all the way through this.
Welcome to the greatest podcast in the world.
Fuck that black screen.
Too deep for the intro.
What song is
we in here?
It's called Airplane Tickets.
Oh, you feeling it?
By Drake. You're
getting Sway Lee.
I'm sorry, Sway Lee.
And Pharrell. I call you Pharrell because you're the truth.
I'm
self-made.
That's all I can be.
Well,
self-made, man.
You feel like you want to be in the soft guy era?
She want power with the black screen.
Do you want to be in the soft guy era,
B-Way?
I mean, but you said be self-made before you become soft.
Yeah, and then you got the choice. I got airplane tickets
with your name on them. No, turn it back up.
No, we out of here. Could have been anywhere in the world.
But
you're here with us.
And for that,
we so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, 4C, Wall Factual.
Yes, sir.
To the alumni. Ooh. What's your profession?
Let's get up out of here.
With that said.
That's it.
Ha ha, motherfucker.
What the hell going on?
Holla.
These little delays, boy.
They ought to help.
We might have to go back to the ads again.
Drizzle, drizzle.
Don't.